Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump's back at the White House now after spending a short weekend in France, where his brand of nationalism came under some fire. Let's go to the newsline right now and CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. This trip to Europe didn't seem to go all that well for Mr. Trump.
Well, you know, the president appeared at an American cemetery on the outskirts of Paris yesterday. He spoke about the sacrifice and the 100th anniversary of the armistice and paid tribute to the service members who are buried there at the American cemetery. But he canceled a planned visit to another cemetery the day before that was said to be 50 miles outside Paris. The White House said it was due to zero visibility, so he couldn't fly his Marine One helicopter. But the bad weather, the rain mainly, did not stop other world leaders from venturing out and appearing at events on Saturday, which raised the question, why didn't this president do it? Why weren't arrangements made in case of bad weather, which is very common this time of year in Paris? He stayed in. He didn't go out on Saturday to that event. He also did not take part in a procession of world leaders yesterday. That raised questions because you have, you know, most of the Western world together and President Trump is not a part of it. Emmanuel Macron gave a speech at the Arc de Triomphe. He blasted nationalism. He called it a betrayal of patriotism and said it's that kind of thinking, that kind of, you know, our country first thinking, that bravado, chauvinism, whatever you want to call it, that led to, he argues, World War I happening in the first place. And what he says is that to put your country first actually betrays patriotism. The president proudly calls himself a nationalist. You know that. He said it at his news conference here at the White House last week. And it is what it is. You've got, you know, this warm relationship between Emmanuel Macron and the president. And yet, when you hear Macron speak, sometimes, actually pretty often, he says things that are read as rebukes of the president.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.